What was it like getting the message to represent Australia at Eurovision?
Well, actually, when I found out, I was at my house, sitting on the floor, on my phone, drinking a can of Coke, and I wasn't expecting anything in concerning Eurovision to be, like, said, but my manager actually walked in and told me that I'm representing Australia, and, yeah, it was, like, crazy to think, just, like, sitting here, and she's just told me this most amazing news ever, so I was kind of, like, shocked, but now that, like, it's been a while, I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to get over there.
Have you gotten any tips from any previous contestants like Jessica, Dami, or Guy?
Yes.
Yeah?
Dami Im and Jess Malboy have... I've talked to them, and they have said, you know, stay focused because it can get, like, really intense, I've heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, get enough rest, look after yourself, do your best at in everything over there, like interviews and especially the performances. And don't worry too much about where you're going to place, just enjoy the moment of being in front of millions and millions of people. And I'm really looking forward to that because as a singer, it's just amazing to like share my gift with that many people at one time. So I'm going to really enjoy it.
You're about to perform in front of millions of people. Do you get nervous? And if you do, how do you get over those nerves?
Well, right now I'm more just like so excited to get over there. I've been anticipating it for so long. And I think before I walk on stage, there's definitely going to be like butterflies, but I think I'm just going to go out there because when I'm on stage, it's like, it's home for me. It's what I love doing. So I'm just going to be like right into the song and just singing my heart out.
Well, speaking of the stage, what can we expect from your performance?
Well, this year we have a really cool thing.
A box?
Planned. No, not a box, but it's something very different and I haven't like done this before and it's very different to Guys and Dami, so it's really cool. And I'm trying to keep it like a secret, like a surprise, just so I can, you know, showcase it all off when in the semi-final for everyone to see. So everyone will have to tune in to watch that.
Can you tell us a bit about the song?
Well, the song was written and produced by the same people who wrote and produced Sound of Silence by Dami Im, the DNA Boys at Sony. And I was really excited to be working with them again. I work with them on my debut single, It's Gotta Be You. So they're really talented and I had fun in the studio. And the song to me represents never giving up. I know, like, if you hear it for the first time, it sounds like a love song, which is okay, but to me it represents never giving up. Like, in this industry, you have to work really hard and nothing comes easy and nothing comes cheap. So,
Well, speaking of talent, I've heard that you've got, like, 11 brothers and sisters. Are they all equally as talented?
Well, they're really musical and they love music. And I'm sure my sisters can sing, but I think they're, like, too shy. But a lot of my cousins can sing. My dad is a musician. He's a guitarist. And my brother plays the drums. And we were actually kind of, like, a little family band growing up.
Oh, wow.
And, a lot of my aunties and uncles, they can all sing. So it's kind of, like, in the family. But I'm kind of the only one that's kind of, like, made the most out of
going to Eurovision and winning X Factor. Well, I've heard that you're a thrill seeker. I mean, you love surfing, you want to go skydiving. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do next?
Oh, well, in terms of like thrill seeking, I don't know. This year, I definitely, without a doubt, want to do either bungee jumping or skydiving. I've like always wanted to, and I'm a very like adventurous person, so I think that's on my bucket list, and I really want to tick that off this year.
Okay, do you have any fears?
I don't know about, like, fears, but I hate, like, bugs and spiders. Spiders.
Me too.
I don't really mind, like, snakes.
All right.
But definitely, like, spiders and stuff like that.
Let's get back to your singing. Any chance that we could get, like, an a cappella version of the Eurovision song?
Yes.
All right.
Don't Come Easy?
Yes.
Okay. I'll sing, like, the chorus. It don't come easy and it don't come cheap. Been burned too many times to love easily. Don't mistake me, my love runs deep. But it don't come easy, it don't come cheap. No, not with me.
Yay! How many times have you, like, sung that song?
Oh, I've sang that song a lot, and I think I'm going to be singing it a lot while I'm over in Ukraine as well, but I think I'm really kind of savouring everything for the big performance.
Besides the massive performance, how many times will you need to perform?
I am aware that there's like a lot of rehearsals prior to the semi-final and also prior to the grand final, like dress rehearsals,
yeah,
camera blocking and going through like your choreography and all of that. So, yeah.
What are you going to wear?
This is another thing that everyone will just have to wait and see, but I'm wearing something that I've never performed in.
What is next after?
Well, after Eurovision, I'm actually staying in Europe for a few more weeks, and okay, I'm doing like a promo tour around a few of the countries, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
And then when I come back, hopefully I can start working on some new music and, you know, start writing and getting in the studio and doing more performances. And yeah.
Oh, very good. So singing has always been your passion. Did you want to get into acting or any other hobbies?
Well, singing has always been the one thing I've been good at. I did actually play AFL growing up.
Yeah.
But when I started traveling to Melbourne to do like singing lessons, which were on the weekend, I had to give up football because, you know, football games are on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been in one musical before, and that kind of incorporated obviously some acting. So yeah, but some of my hobbies include, I love swimming. I love like adventurous things, hiking and walking and bike riding. I love surfing as well, and I love video games and computer games.
Now, finally, do you have a message for the Aussie fans that will support you at Eurovision?
Yes, I just want to say a massive thank you for all the support and all the love, and I'll be thinking of all you guys when I'm singing on stage, and yeah, let's go for the win together.
All right, Isaiah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.